After King Hezekiah's officials delivered the king's message to Isaiah, the prophet replied, "Say to your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be disturbed by this his blasphemous speech against me from the Assyrian king's message." Now see, when you humble yourselves and come before God, is God upset or is he scared or trembling over this king of Assyria? No, not hardly. No, he's not worried at all. You know, he's bigger than all of our problems, isn't he? So we don't have to be concerned, but there's a message in this what we need to do, just what these men did. And we see they was in big trouble. Now then, it said that, "Say to your master, this is what the Lord says." Now then, let's go to verse 7 and 8. "Listen, I myself will move against him." Oh, boys, how's that sound? I'm God, I'll take care of it, boys. Rosemary, you don't have to worry about it. It's the Lord. He's here. He's going to take care of your problems. So all you got to do is rest and relax. Take it easy. You ain't even going to have to go to battle. Is that what God's telling us? If you'll humble yourselves before me, I'll take care of your problem, kids. You know, no problem. Y'all just humble yourselves before me, pray, and make sure you're putting me first and loving me and worshiping and praising me, and I'll take care of your problems. No problem. I can handle it. And some of us will say, "Oh, God, I hope you can do that." Oh, Lord, give me a break. "I myself will move against him, and the king will receive a report from Assyria telling him that he is needed at home." Oh, in other words, I'm going to do something as God. I'm going to move somewhere to get a message back to King Sennacherib that instead of staying in Jerusalem and attacked it, he is needed at home, so he needs to get home as quick as possible. Oh, I wonder how in the world God could do something like that. Now, surely he couldn't do something like that. Listen, I myself, I, God, will move against King Sennacherib, and I will give him a report. He'll receive a report from Assyria telling him he is needed at home. In other words, at once he's needed. "Then I will make him want to return to his land, where I will have him killed with a sword." Ooh. Now, people say, "But God's a God of love. He would never kill nobody." They're not reading the same book we are they, Lori? Who said he's going to kill him? God said he's going to send him home and he's going to kill him with a sword. So you won't have to worry about King Sennacherib. I will take care of your problem. Now, is God big enough to take care of our problems? Oh, he can handle it. All we got to do is stay in faith and obey him. He said, "Then I will make him want to return to his land where I will have him killed with his sword." Meanwhile, the Assyrian representatives left Jerusalem and went to consult his king, who had left Lachish and was attacking Libna. Ooh, there's all kinds of problems going on here. Okay, verse 9 and 10. "Soon afterward, King Sennacherib received word that King of Ethiopia was leading an army to fight against him." Now, isn't that amazing? All of a sudden, the king of Ethiopia is coming over to fight against Assyria. Now that he's got all these troops down here wanting to kill the Israelis. And now then he's got a battle in his own land. Isn't it amazing how God can handle things? It's so simple. Now, why did this king of Ethiopia, why did all of a sudden, as he's sitting there drinking his iced tea one day with nothing to do, something moved on his heart, say, "Get over there to Assyria and wipe that bunch out"? We never dream about where he comes from, do we, Rosemary? But God just moved on that king's heart, right? I got a problem. I need Assyria. I need you to attack Assyria. Now get it. Who is running the show? God is. And when he moved on the Ethiopian king's heart, he said, "Get your army and get down to Assyria and kick that king Sennacherib right in the backside and kill his troops. I got a problem for you. I'm tired of him. Get down there and do something." And so, although the king of Ethiopia had no idea where this is coming from, he's not a born-again believer. This thought come into his heart and he just gets up and collects his soldiers and they're on the way to Assyria and they start attacking. Isn't it amazing how God's running the show everywhere? Do we have to be concerned? No, not at all. He's running the show. Before leaving to meet the attack, he sent this message back to Hezekiah in Jerusalem. Now, King Sennacherib, he's not going to give up. "This message is for King Hezekiah of Judah. Don't let this God you trust deceive you." In other words, don't let this God deceive you that you think you're going to get healed. or you're going to get delivered. Well, you ain't going to get healed. He don't do that kind of stuff no more. He don't answer prayer no more. That's what they will tell you. Or if it be His will. No, you got to know what His will is. This message is for King Hezekiah of Judah. Don't let this God you trust deceive you with promises that Jerusalem will not be captured by the king of Assyria. I'm going to go back over there to my own land. I'm going to wipe out those Ethiopians, and I will be back to kill you. That's what he's saying. Verse 11 and 12. You know perfectly well what the kings of Assyria have done wherever they have gone. They have crushed everyone who stood in their way. Why should you be any different? Well, you know, if some outfits come across here and wiped out every nation in the world up to now, and they're fixing to come over here and wipe us out, why should we think it's going to be any different? Well, the only reason they're attacking us in the first place is because we ain't putting God first. If we were putting God first, you wouldn't have to worry. There wouldn't be nobody coming over to attack us in the first place. As long as we walk in love and obey God, there will be peace in our land. But we're not doing that today. The people of America are not serving God. They're not walking in love with God. They're not going to church. There are heathens, lying, stealing, cheating, adulterous bunch of people in America today. And unfortunately, too many of us in the church. Have the gods of other nations rescued them? Such nation as Gozem, Haran, Repsit, and the people of Eden, who were in Telasar, the former kings of Assyria destroyed them all. Now stop and think. You ever stop to think why that one day King Sennacherib was sitting in his palace drinking iced tea and something moved on his heart? Go over there and knock out these countries. Now who in the world moved on his heart to do that? Oh, God. Okay, let's see what it says. Let's go on to the next verse 13 and 14. What happened to the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad? What happened to the kings of Seraphim, Hena, and Ivik? After Hezekiah received the letter and read it, he went up to the Lord's temple and spread it out before the Lord. Now see, if we would do this in America today, if we had men in Washington that would take these things and lay them out and get on their face before God, because this is what Hezekiah did. And look what happened. Let's go to the next verse. And Hezekiah prayed this prayer before the Lord. O Lord God of Israel, you are enthroned between the mighty cherubims. You alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You alone created the heavens and the earth. Are we on safe ground so far? Is all this true? Yes, this is true. This is true for us. Now that's the way we got to see our God. He is the same God. He's the one that made the cosmos, the stars, everything out there. He controls every day by His mighty spoken word. So we have nothing to fear. It don't make any difference what happens. He's in control of it. You alone created the heavens and the earth. Listen to me, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to Sennacherib's words of defiance against the living God. Oh, okay, let's see. Maybe God ain't listening. Let's see what he says. It is true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria have destroyed all these nations, just as the message says. And they have thrown the gods of these nations into the fire and burned them. But of course, the Assyrians could destroy them because they were not gods at all. They were only idols of wood and stone shaped by human hands. It's easy to overcome something like that, isn't it? I mean, last time I went into the woods, and I didn't have any problem with the trees and, you know, the brush and stuff like that. You know, if I saw anything like that in there that had been made by hand or something had been carved with a stone, I didn't have no problem with that. I had authority and dominion over it as a son of God, right? Somebody might worship that as a god, but that's not God. Let's go to the next verse. Now, O Lord our God, rescue us from His power. Then all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you alone, O Lord, are God. If we would serve the Lord Jesus Christ like we did in the beginning with the first Congress and the first Senate, everybody in the world was afraid of the United States of America. Because we prayed and we believed in God. And That's why we have become such a powerful nation on this earth, because of the believing Christians. That's the only reason we've become the nation we have. But unfortunately, we're getting away from it. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent this message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayer. That's good news, isn't it? About King Sennacherib of Assyria. I've heard your prayer. Now, that when we pray, does God hear our prayer? Yes, he hears them, especially if we've got our sins repented of and we're walking in obedience like Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a good, wonderful king that served God and did everything God said. He kept all of the commandments. And so God heard his prayer when he prayed. Verse 21 and 22. Well, let's see what the Lord had to say. This is the message that the Lord has spoken against him. The virgin daughters of Zion despises you and laughs at you. God despises and laughs at you. Huh? The daughters of Jerusalem scoff and shake her head as you flee. Wow. Whom do you think you have been insulting and ridiculing? Against whom did you raise your voice? At whom did you look in such proud condescension? It was the Holy One of Israel. When you're making fun of God, when you're cursing or taking his name in vain, you better be careful, because he's God and he don't like that kind of nonsense. Verse 23 and 24. By your messengers you have mocked the Lord. You have said, with my many chariots I have conquered the highest mountains. Yes, the remotest peaks of Lebanon. I have cut down its tallest cedars and its choicest cypress trees. I have reached its farthest corners and exploded its deepest forest. Do you see any pride in that? Who's he giving the glory for all the things he's done? Ooh, he's taking, I've done all this. I have dug wells in many foreign land and refreshed myself with their waters.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Miracles Really Do Happen, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.